You and your loved ones can be Disney characters. At sockandkey.com, you can submit your family's photos and their artists will hand-draw each person from scratch to look like characters from your favorite movies and shows. Select from the Disney classics, the world of Marvel, the Star Wars galaxy, and many more at sockandkey.com. This also makes a great unique Christmas gift for the Disney and movie fans in your life. You'll go down in family history as the best gift giver of all time. Hurry and order quick, as sockandkey.com gets very busy during the holidays and raises prices to keep up with demand the closer it gets to Christmas. Use code DISNEYNERDS for 20% off your order. That's sockandkey.com, sockandkey.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 417 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. Well, in keeping with the holiday spirits, we're going to bring you another Christmas show this week. Jimmy and Morgan were lucky enough to be down in Walt Disney World, and Kim was with them too, and they all got to go see the Candlelight Processional. For those that don't know or unfamiliar, the Candlelight Processional is an incredible show they have during the holiday season at Epcot at the American Theater. They have a lot of people get together to bring an incredibly, really emotional show. We've got a lot of choruses that usually came from around the country, but I think they're mainly local this year. You've got orchestras and bands that come from around the area, and you also have the Voices of Liberty. They're central for this also. But there actually is a central character, and that's the narrator. So the thing that changes every couple days or each week or so forth is the narrator, and they have many during the season. And they're all pretty big stars. Jimmy and Morgan and Kim were lucky enough because they had Ali'i Crivello, and she's the voice of Moana. So that was pretty cool hearing that. So listen in with us tonight. There's some great Christmas music. It's the classic Christmas story, and it's very well done. I'm sure you're going to appreciate this. Look forward to next week. We're going to do one more Christmas show before the holiday. Check us out for some Christmas carols. You can just leave us playing in the background as you get together with the family. So I'll talk to you guys next week. This is Ed. Bye-bye.
If I move my hand, it falls. If I move my hand, it falls.
You didn't have to hold it.
Yeah.
Sorry for all the movement. We had to reorganize.
Holy Eagle.
Aloha!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'm not sure if you know, but Walt Disney began the tradition of the candlelight processional at Disneyland over 60 years ago. This year, Walt Disney World celebrates 50 years of magic here in Florida. And in that time, literally millions of guests have enjoyed the Christmas story, the traditional carols, and especially the glorious music of the holiday season. To continue this marvelous heritage, I invite you to sit back and enjoy our magnificent orchestra and awesome singers. Now let us begin. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin who was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus."
Went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
and all went, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards all. Concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
Thank you.
was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose in the east, and have come to worship him." And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Thank you.
Christ has been told and retold for over 2,000 years. About 200 years ago, in a small church in Austria, on a quiet winter's day, the organist Franz came to the young priest Joseph Moore and said, "Father Joseph, the church organ is broken, and we will have no music for the Christmas Eve service." Later in the day, as Joseph made his rounds, he visited a home where a baby had just been born, and he thought about the birth of the baby Jesus. Inspired by the miracle of life and love, comforted by the peace that fell over the town, he rushed back to the church and wrote a poem. Joseph said to Franz, "We may not have the old organ, but if you can play the guitar, then maybe we could have a new song instead." Franz said, "Father, I only know three chords." "Then let's make a song with three chords." Well, Franz used what he knew and slowly and carefully pulled forth a tender melody from those three chords. And lo and behold, he had composed the most beautiful and beloved of all of the Christmas hymns.
Question: would you build a website for a major brand with more than 200 million?
Lessons being a major, and rejoice in the universal message: peace on earth, goodwill toward all. Joy to the world.
government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
sincerely enjoyed being here with you. I don't know if you can tell. And I hope you've enjoyed this candlelight processional. As we say in Hawaii, Mele Kalihi Maka and Hauoli Maka Hiki Ho. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. However you celebrate during this time of year, may you and yours find the love and joy and peace of this holiday season.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So